Your words determine what you believe. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So when you say God is your refuge, and you mean that, and that's what you continually say, then He is your refuge. You give Him place, in other words.
Are you speaking words of faith or words of fear? Do your words really have an effect on your life? Find out more on today's Believer's Voice of Victory as Gloria Copeland shares how speaking words of faith can bring you to a place of victory and protection.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're talking about our refuge, our fortress. We're talking about God's protection for us. We live in dangerous days. I mean, ever since the fall of man, it's been dangerous. And I commented yesterday that I started preaching this in 1986, and I was talking about disasters increase. Disaster is a key word for these days, and how things, you know, how many bad things there were going on. I mean, it just increases. So it's more than ever. Why is that? Well, we're near the end of days, I believe. Jesus is coming soon. And I'll tell you why there's so many tragedies, why there's so many things, all kind of things going on in the world. Because the later it gets on the time clock of eternity, the more wicked people become. And the more they're given, the more those that are in the darkness are given over to darkness. And they're bolder about it. And they're more outspoken. You know, I mean, I don't even remember this myself, but I've been told this, that when I Love Lucy first came on the air on television, and she did get actually pregnant in real life, and then she was pregnant on TV, and they went through that. Well, I assume that was when little Ricky was born on TV, but at any rate, you could not say the word pregnant on television. And they could not sleep in a double bed. There was no such thing as a king-size bed, I don't think. They couldn't sleep in a double bed. They had to have on the set, they had to have twin beds. Well, why was it that way? That's called morality. People wouldn't put up with the trash they're putting up with now. They didn't, you know, there have always been people that curse and always been bad people that kill, steal, and destroy and act ugly. But even back in 86, it was not like it is today, where people hardly have a vocabulary. They curse and they do all those things. We talked about that yesterday. And the Bible says, you like cursing? You wear it like a garment. So, you know, you put curses in your mouth, you're going to get curses in your life. You put blessing in your mouth, you're going to get blessing in your life. So let's start here. We're still on the 91st Psalm. We just barely got started. And I have so many notes on this, in this Bible, I can hardly read it, so I'll try to make it plain. He who dwells in the secret place. So this is a he. This is an individual. This is not, you know, you can't do this because it's not your church. In other words, your pastor can't lay hold of deliverance for you. He can help you. He can teach you. But this is individual person makes a decision where he's going to live. Is he going to live in the refuge? Is he going to live in danger? He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. This is the Amplified Bible. So you decide where you live. Am I going to live in God's tent? Or am I going to live out here in the world? Am I going to live under God's provision? Or am I going to act and live like the people of the world live? If you obey God, you'll have protection. If you ignore God, you're not guaranteed protection. So you see that a word abide, it says, he who abides in the secret place, in the King James, that means abide means to live, to remain, to stay in. He who stays in the secret place of the Most High. That would be the one that speaks right words. That would be the one that that says what the Bible says about his deliverance. That wouldn't be the one that says things that the world says, like curses and things like, that scares me to death. You mean you need to get taking death out of your vocabulary if you want to live a long time. You need to take refuge in God. You need to receive him as your Savior, your deliverer, your champion, the one who saves your life. And you need to speak those words, because the words of faith, the words of the Bible, I will, let's look at the second verse, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. On him I lean and rely, and in him I confidently trust. In the Amplified it says, I will say, and then he will deliver me. That's exactly the way it works. I will say, and I will be saved. I will say, in other words, your words determine what you believe. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So when you say God is your refuge, and you mean that, and that's what you continually say, then he is your refuge. You give him place, in other words. God's not like the devil. The devil will possess people. The devil will come in whether you want him in or not if you'll give him a place to live. But God, the Lord Jesus and the Father, the Holy Spirit, come in when they're invited in. You have to open up to them, make a place for them. The Spirit of God will never just overwhelm you and force his way into your life. But the spirit of the evil one will endeavor to overwhelm you and force his way into your life. Evil spirits do that. But this is for the person who lives in the secret place, that would be living in obedience, in the blessing, doing what God says of the Most High. He remains stable and fixed under the covering or the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. There's no foe that can overcome God's power. You're the only one that can put yourself in danger. How do you do that? Well, by talking dangerous words, by saying you're scared, by taking fear, by sin, by ignoring what God says is right and doing what the world says. And this person who abides there, he says this, I will say of the Lord. In other words, the same way you got born again, you say, the Lord is my refuge and my fortress. My God, on him I lean and rely, and in him I confidently trust. So as in all the good things that God offers us, this place of refuge comes by faith. Faith takes. Faith says. Jesus said, you take it. Whatever you believe, you receive when you pray. That word receive means take. Whatever you want when you pray, take it when you pray. Take it. That's faith. I take God as my refuge. I take God as my financier. I take God as my source. And you'll have it. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. So, you know, you say he's your fortress, your God. You say you trust in him, you rely on him. So you can't say the opposite. You can't be talking fear if the Lord's your refuge. You haven't done anything yet. So it's important what you say. What does the Bible say? You're snared by the words of your mouth. So in verse 2 it says, I will say, he is my refuge, my fortress. This is the Amplified. My God, on him I lean and rely, and in him I confidently trust. And then, the next verse says, he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. When I say he's my healer, he'll heal my body. When I say with faith, believing that he's my refuge, he'll be my refuge. So it's what we say. How do we get the nerve to say these things? We find it in the written word, just like this. This is how we know the Lord's our refuge. In him I completely trust, for then, when you say, when you trust, that's believe, when you say and believe, the same way you get everything else, then he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. We hear about pestilences today. You know, epidemic diseases. That's what definition of pestilence is. Major epidemic diseases, pestilence, The Lord will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Now, right now, I do these broadcasts ahead of time, and right now, you know, there's the flu. The swine flu came back. I mean, I remember the swine. That's maybe the first, other than the Hong Kong flu, that may be the first epidemic flu I ever heard of. And my little children were little, you know, like 4 and 5, 6 years old. And Ken called us in and he said, we're going to have a flu shot. Because it was, I think that was the Hong Kong flu. So it was the first major flu thing I remember being in. And so he called us in. We went to the 91st Psalm and to other scriptures and we took our flu shot. Well, my children are in their 40s now and we have never had the flu since. And so it works. He, then, when you say, when you act on it, when you take, when you believe, then he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. That could be anything. That could be any kind of contagious disease, any kind of disease that can take your life or just slow you down or anything, any pestilence. Then he'll deliver you. Then he will cover you with his pinions or with his feathers, and under his wings shall you trust and find refuge. His truth and his faithfulness, his truth, we take, we say, we receive, he covers. His truth and his faithfulness are our shield and buckler. When? When we receive it. When we trust, when we take. Let's see what. There is a place in Christ Jesus where we abide in the secret place of God's protection. The world knows nothing about this secret place, nor can they live there. It is a place revealed by the Holy Spirit. It is for the obedient. This secret place is for those that are fixed, those that say, those that trust, those that obey. It is for the obedient. Our life is hid with Christ in God. Psalm 56, 3 and 4 says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in him. That's a great scripture. I'm telling you, the moment fear comes, the moment danger presents itself, you run into this 91st Psalm. You need to have it memorized. You need to be able to grab it the moment you need it and say it. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. I will remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Most High. I'm blessed. I'm protected. I'm delivered. The deadly pestilence will not come on me or my family in Jesus' name. When you do that in the Amplified, it says, then, when you say, when you do, then, when you receive him as refuge, in other words, then he will cover you with his pinions or feathers, and under his wings shall you trust and find refuge. His truth and faithfulness are a shield and a buckler. In other words, you can trust God with your life. You shall not be afraid of the terror of the night, nor the evil plots and slanders of the wicked that fly by day. People may come against you. Satan may come against you. But you're in a secret place. You're hidden. You are in that place. You're under his wings, under his shadow, hallelujah, in the secret place of the Most High. Now, fear, you can't be in fear and faith at the same time. If you have fear in your life that you cannot get rid of, you need somebody to minister to you and help you. We'll pray with you here at the office in Fort Worth. Call this number. We want you to, and in other countries, you call during the office hours and they've got somebody there, but we've got somebody here all the time to pray with you. Sometimes people have to be ministered to. Sometimes the spirit of fear has to be cast out. You should not have fear if you're born again and spirit-filled. You know, if you're born again, if you're not spirit-filled, you don't have the power in your life. It's there, but it's just lying dormant. The Spirit of God come in, the Bible says you receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So you need to receive power. You need to receive the Holy Spirit. Somebody here will minister that to you. It says, under his wings do you trust and find refuge. His truth and faithfulness are a shield and a buckler. That's a sword and a shield. His truth. Now, if you just are born again and you don't know what the truth is, you've never taken time to find out what God says about these things, then you're missing your shield. His truth and his faithfulness. You don't even know how faithful God is until you know the truth. But what does it say? What does the Bible say about the truth? You'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free or set you free. His truth and his faithfulness are a shield and a buckler, an armor. A buckler, if I remember it right, means circle, and it means armor in the Hebrew. It encircles you. You know what an armadillo is? You do if you live in Texas or Arkansas or such places. They've got a hard shell on them. They've got an armor. These are these funny little things with a hard shell over them. They're called an armadillo. So the word armor comes, or the word shield comes from armor, or encircle. He encircles you, glory to God. He will cover you with his feathers. Under his wings shall you trust and find refuge. His truth and his faithfulness are a shield and a buckler. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're encircled. We're encircled by his power, in other words. When we have the truth coming, when it's in our heart, coming out our mouth, we're speaking the truth, we're speaking our faith, we're speaking our protection, we're surrounded by him, and he is a shield and armor. You, when you're in that position, in verse 5 it says, you shall not be afraid of the terror of the night. When you're in God, your shield and your armor are working. Your faith is working. You know, these things work by faith just like everything else. You can lie down at night and you can say, thank you, Lord, for my safety, for my protection. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that I'm safe. You don't have to be afraid when you go to sleep at night that somebody's going to come in and kill you. No, you can act on the Word of God. You shall not, that's like a command, you shall not be afraid of the terror of the night nor the arrow, the evil plots, the slanders. Satan comes against you with slanders. Don't be afraid of the wicked, the slanders of the wicked that fly by day. If you're doing anything much from the Lord, you're going to be persecuted. Why is that? Why does persecution come when good people do good things? Because Satan doesn't like it, and because Satan wants to stop their influence. The more influence your good pastor has, the more Satan wants to stop him. And it's true of all the people in the ministry. And of course, Ken and I have enjoyed quite a lot of that. But we know it's just there. I mean, that's just the way it is. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants in. So we're not afraid of him. We're not afraid of persecution. We are not afraid of the terror of the night, nor the arrow that and evil plots or slanders of the wicked that fly by day, in Jesus' name. No, nor of pestilence. Now, pestilence is any kind of deadly disease, any kind of, but any kind of disease that is overcoming people. You know, like polio at one time was a pest. I mean, it was overcoming people. It was a growing danger. A cancer in our day is a growing danger. Whatever sickness or disease is trying to overcome the world, even the biggest things, we don't have to be afraid of pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor of destruction and sudden death that surprise and lay waste at noonday. Now, that could be a description of, and this verse goes with it. Let me read it next. Nor of pestilence. We don't have to be afraid of pestilence that stalks in darkness. That would be any kind of diseases or contagious diseases, epidemic diseases. Nor of the destruction and sudden death that's the surprise and lay waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, so and it'll not come near you. That could be war. That could be famine. That could be any horrible curse that's upon the earth. 1,000 could fall out dead on one side, 10,000 on another side, and you would be protected. Now, we call that, in our family, we call that a bubble. We are in a bubble, glory to God. We are protected by the power of God that surrounds us. Now, that's a pretty serious deal right there. That's 11,000 people and you in the midst of them, and you won't be touched by it. Why? Because you're in a bubble. You're in God's protection. His Spirit is hovering over you to protect you if you're believing for it, if you're in faith, if you're saying right. You have to believe and say for your faith to work. So you have to say, I'm not afraid of that disaster. I'm not afraid of tornadoes. I'm not afraid of storms and earthquakes. I am in the bubble. I am under the shadow of the Most High. I take refuge in the Lord where these things are concerned. And I reject fear and I refuse fear. You know, I've told you a lot of times when storms approach our house, we talk to it. Actually, Ken's the chief talker to it in the family. We go out on the porch. We say, you're not coming here in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just recently, in just the last few weeks, that happened. And so that tornado, it was going one way one moment, and it started going a different direction. Now, you should, if it was your direction, you should have been out there on your porch talking to it, and it wouldn't have known where to go. But we didn't tell it where to go. We just said, you're not coming here in the name of Jesus. We're not having storms and catastrophes. You could look. We have a, Ken has, you know, he's a pilot, so he's big on weather. He has a map with continual weather on it. We went in there and looked, and it showed where that tornado had been, and it showed where it went. It went a different direction. You say, I don't believe that. I don't care if you believe it or not. It worked. And we're here, and we're safe, and nothing was harmed, glory to God. You know, that's your problem if you don't believe. You got to believe what the Word says. You got to act on it. How do you get that way? How do you get to be a fanatic like me that you believe the Bible? You put it in your eyes and your ears. It gets in your heart. You say it out your mouth, and faith comes, and you receive what it says, just like you receive that God is your refuge. And that you'll be protected and kept in the name of Jesus. I'll be right back.
When your life is filled with questions, it's not easy to let go and let God take over in every area. But no matter your age, your background, your past, or your current circumstances, living a godly life with purpose is within your reach. In her trademark inspiring style, Gloria Copeland gives you the 10 keys to finding your destiny. Embark on a study that will change the course of your life with any one of these three resources. God's Master Plan for Your Life, the New York Times bestseller by Gloria Copeland. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, the video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal, and God's Master Plan for Your Life, an abridged audiobook read by Gloria Copeland. Each of these study tools is designed to help you discover and connect with God's Master Plan for Your Life. Find real answers to real life questions from a real God. Order your God's Master Plan for Your Life products at a special price. Just $12 for the book, $49.95 for the video curriculum with interactive workbook and journal, and $22 for the audiobook on CD. Log on to our website at kcm.org and order online. Or call toll-free 800-575-4455. God's plan is exciting and available for you to receive. Find out what He has planned for you today.
You know, life is just not much worth living until you get God involved in your business, in your living, in your life, in your family. God's got a good plan for you. You may be so miserable today, not knowing which way to turn. You may have all the money you need, but you don't have any peace. You may have need in your body for healing. Whatever it is, the Lord can fill that lack in your life. If you You may never have even known the love of a father, but if you make Jesus the Lord of your life, God will take His place as your Father. He is love. He does care for you. You'll have a heavenly Father, and hopefully you have an earthly Father at the same time. God is love. He loves you. In a world where there's a lot of anger and stress and pressure and selfishness, some people think suicide's the only way out, but suicide's not the answer. That's just the beginning of your problems. God is the way out. Jesus is the way out. So today, if you want to make a fresh start, you just pray this prayer after me. Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Take my life and do something with it. In the name of Jesus, I pray it, I believe it, I receive it, I receive you, Lord. Jesus' name. Now, whatever words you prayed, didn't matter exactly what you said. If you just made it plain to God, I am switching to you today. You are my God. Now, we've got a free salvation package for you. If you did that, if you made Jesus Lord of your life today, we're excited about it because this is the first day of the rest of your life and it's going to be good. We want to be a part of it. And we want to send you these three free things to study. So just write us, call us, and let us know, and we'll be glad to send them to you absolutely free. You've taken the first step. You need to keep going. You need to find out all. This book is a treasure book. It's full of good things that belong to you. You need to get you a Bible, read it every day, get in a good church, get on a good plan, be built up continually, keep watching the broadcast and others that teach you how to live by faith and how to live with God. Your future's bright. You're just, it's like a baby that's never been born before. You've been born again. Ken and I love you. We pray for you. I'll see you again tomorrow, and remember that Jesus is Lord.
If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They've put together a 5-book package to help you get started learning your Bible and understanding who you are in Christ Jesus. For faster processing, order your salvation package through our website at kcm.org. Take hold of the promises of God and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you on the next Believer's Voice of Victory. Come to these exciting meetings. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 12th through 14th at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. Hello, My Name is God, live, a meeting with Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons on November 20th and 21st. Join them at the Atlanta Marriott Century Center in Atlanta, Georgia. The Copeland Family Meeting in Orlando, Florida is December 3rd through 5th. Join George and Terry Pearsons, Steve and Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons for a time of ministry at the Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center. A regional partner meeting with Steve and Kelly Swisher on February 19th and 20th, 2010 in Scottsdale, Arizona at the DoubleTree Paradise Valley Resort. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org.